Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Mark and Aria. And I just screwed up placing our dinner order, so that's going to take me a few minutes to fix. Mark, if you want to talk about something in the meantime.
Well, we're going to need I'm going to need some show prep in order to do that. I'm afraid that I was we were discussing intellectual property previously, or are we going to
But we got sidetracked from the discussion about the darknet bot into
I
that.
See. So this darknet bot situation is very interesting, and the reason is that in the case of the darknet, it's complicated to get on there. You got to turn up your Tor browser, and
it is complicated not to just get on there, but to as a user, but to actually create a site that is on the darknet.
Right.
You know, I've decided that I want my campaign site to also be on the darknet, and I've been looking into how complicated that is, and it's not simple.
Okay. Again, I'm not familiar with this, but from a user side, what I'm saying is that this bot that's going to operate through the very popular messaging app called Telegram. So think of WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or basically texting with bells and whistles. This messaging app apparently is going to allow one to have the anonymity that one wishes to have on the darknet and have one's drugs brought to one, sent to one in some manner or another, and it's going to make it significantly easier for people to do. Now, I've never gone to the darknet. I've never bought drugs. It's not my lifestyle or anything like that. My drug of choice is widely available at liquor stores and, beer and wine distributors across America, so I don't care. But
I have to agree with you on that. My drugs of choice is caffeine and wine.
Right.
And both of those are very easy to buy, so I have no, but I'm also a huge advocate of psychedelics, shrooms, LSD, and DMT, those sorts of things. And I think those should be as easy to acquire as caffeine and nicotine and alcohol.
Well, I think that any drug is dangerous, and one should be intelligent and consider these things. However, all my feelings in the world don't stop 15-year-old morons from acquiring drugs. So my question is, can I minimize the harm that's done to these morons that will acquire these drugs?
I mean, that's exactly it. I don't want people doing crystal meth, right? I think it's a bad idea, and I would argue against it. But we can minimize the amount of damage they're doing to themselves.
Well, one of the things I'll say about things like crystal meth is that people are often introduced to harder drugs by their drug dealer, who's like, hey, I'm all out of weed or ecstasy or whatever, but I've got some of this crank or crack, right?
Sure.
And that, it's just what a loss leader, right? they're trying to get you hooked on this thing that's going to make them a lot more money. And that is eliminated on these, largely eliminated on these darknet marketplaces, because one can get the drug that one wishes, which may be less addictive, less damaging, and these sorts of things. So
that's an excellent point.
The only tack I'm taking on this is harm reduction. I don't want your kids doing drugs. I certainly don't want my kid doing drugs. But I understand that when I was a kid, I did drugs. And
your kids will do drugs, too.
I hope he doesn't. I'm trying to keep him away from his Uncle Ian.
But by educating him, right? Not by throwing him in a cage and telling him, no, that's bad. You did a bad thing. But being like, hey, look, these things, they're not good.
Right. And I think that adults are have a better mind space. They just have a better form of thinking to make decisions about this. So if somebody's at the age of 25 and thinks to themselves, I think that I could have a better experience on planet Earth, should I try LSD to see how, you know, my spiritual experience is, or something like that, right? Like, I like that approach rather than I've got $10, let's get effed up.
I agree. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. I wanted to update you on my attempt to get one of your guests to speak at the University of New Hampshire.
Which guest is this?
So you've had a guest on your show before, Lily Tang Williams.
Yes.
She's from China, and she gives speeches on university campuses about her experiences there. And she wants to give a speech at the University of New Hampshire.
Right.
And so I have been trying to help set that up for her. And so I contacted the Young Americans for Liberty at UNH in Durham, New Hampshire. And they were immediately interested. When I called their number, it just went straight to the student that leads the organization.
Right. That's just rang a cell.
It's sort of Ron Paul's organization, I think. So he was immediately interested, and but he indicated that if we didn't get university sanction to do it, like if we just showed up and gave the speech. If she gave the speech just by, you know, standing outside on a sidewalk or something like that, there would be a police response.
Really?
Yes.
You can't talk on the sidewalk at a university?
Apparently not. I've had personal experience with this because I tried to hold a sign in 2005 on this campus on the side. You know, most of the time I was on the sidewalk, just on the right of way with the highway there. And, I got a police response.
So our tax dollars go here in New Hampshire to this New Hampshire University. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a state university.
Yeah, it's interesting how they would come to the conclusion that they could exclude speech from the people, the very people that pay to keep them open.
Well, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
David from New Mexico loves talking about it.
Yes. David in New Mexico is right. And
he is on that one point, yes.
There's just a, you know, it's amazing. They say you've got freedom of speech, and then they, you know, they rob you of the tax money that they want, and then they don't let you talk where you want to talk. Oh, you can go down to Town Square, where all the hobos are, and, talk to them. But you're not going to come here with impressionable young people that might need to hear some different ideas than our overpaid academics might teach them.
Yes.
So, Dave, you said this is a Confucius Center update.
Yes, sort of. Now, let me finish. The next thing that happened was the Young Americans for Liberty president indicated, well, let me look into this. That was about 11 days ago now, and he became unresponsive. He didn't ever get back to me. So Lily called him, the person who would be speaking, and she left a message, and he didn't get back to her. And so I think that raises the question of whether the university, when he approached them,
disappeared.
The university I don't know about that, but they may have discouraged him from continuing his efforts to, I'm wondering if they may have discouraged him from continuing his efforts to have her speak.
It's certainly not impossible, but I imagine it's just that, you know, he's a student and he's busy. That would be my first assumption.
Well, and plus universities are cesspools these days. There's just not any desire to hear different ideas. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they discouraged him. Maybe they didn't. I wouldn't be able to say one way or the other. But it's suspicious. That's for sure.
It absolutely
now,
is.
With regard to your question about the Confucius Center, that's the other question. Now, I didn't bring this up when I called the Young Americans for Liberty, but there is a Confucius Center on the university campus, and this is funded by the Chinese government.
Oh.
And there is a claim that these Confucius centers, or Confucius Institutes is the right word, they tend to discourage anything that criticizes the Chinese Communist Party on that.
I had to cut you off, but I mean, that's not surprising. That's pretty par for the course with the Chinese government.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Trans-Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BaneBooks at Bane.com for more.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Within the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can start earning Divi right now. Well, Ian, here in the studio normally, has in fact set up a Divi masternode. He says it was super easy and that staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi in several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, we've been talking about this darknet. It's not darknet. It's hard to describe exactly what this is. It's a Telegram bot.
Right. So Telegram is a messaging app. This is a messaging app interface with darknet drug marketplaces.
Sort of.
Okay.
Let's get into it because news.bitcoin.com here, they probably give a little bit more detail on exactly what it is and how it works than they should have. But recently, darknet market users have been leveraging a new messenger route that utilizes Telegram software program, or a bot, called Televend to facilitate drug trades. It's not hard to locate the relevant Televend links in order to catch a glimpse at this growing black market platform. According to the program's learning channel, there are a number of obstacles one must complete before leveraging the Televend route. The channel's pinned message also gives a brief description of what the bot does and how drug vendors can use the app. So presumably, what they're saying is you can just go on Telegram and search for Televend and you'll find the bot.
Okay.
Televend is an auto shop bot network for direct dealers. We administer the bots and vendors run them like private shops, the channel's message reads. Customers can visit them and pay with Bitcoin, track orders and payments, plus leave feedback and ratings. Vendors control the listings and configuration of their bot via a .onion Tor-based control panel, so no Telegram account is needed to vend. At this control panel, they can add listings, process orders, answer messages, and other facilities and other features. So I guess you're correct. They have to be on the darknet in order to access this control panel. And the bot facilitates.
Who's they?
Vendors. The vendors.
Okay.
And Televend interfaces between people on Telegram and those vendors who are on the dark net.
Right. So presumably the vendors have some level of, programming savvy or whatever, the computer savvy. They understand these things. Whereas when I went on, I had no intention of buying drugs on Silk Road when I went in there to interview the Dread Pirate Roberts, but it was work just to get on this thing, and I can totally see that this would pare down the difficulties. It takes away some of the barriers that people would have to having safer access to the drugs that they probably shouldn't be doing but are going to do,
sure,
no matter what I say.
It has a number of neat little images here of, it works like any other bot does. You message it asking products. Presumably, as I understand it, a vendor creates their own instance of that bot, and they may name it whatever, like, Arias Televend bot or something like that. I obviously don't sell drugs on the dark market, but that's, an example. And they can just say to the bot, products. And it says, choose category of products. And here it's got listed cocaine, MDMA, weed, or 1 GBP. That's a British pound? Great British pound? Is that it?
Maybe.
What is a GBP?
That sounds like it.
Yeah.
Great Britain pound.
The creators of Televend claim that the system has around 200,000 users to date, but it's hard to verify as there are various Televend channels with different amounts of subscribers. The bots notify clients when some drugs are being sold at a discount, or if a new blend of cannabis comes in. Those are cool features. Those are cool developments. I wish the government would get the hell out of the way so that we could have cooler stuff like that.
So, when you're talking about cannabis, this is simply making things easier in many states where cannabis is legal. The states where cannabis is legal are growing soon recreational. At this point, medical cannabis is legal in more states than it's far more states than it's not. And recreational cannabis is coming along. And we haven't seen the world split wide open and demons emerge. I mean, are there...
Regrettably, the Satanist.
Are there... you're an atheist. throw me off my mojo here. The states where this is legal, yeah, I mean, there's some problems, sure. But there were some problems. There's problems with alcohol being legal, too. And there's always some teetotaler out there trying to make it so that you have to live the way they want you to.
Users can leave feedback ratings so other patrons can get a glimpse of trusted vendors operating within the Televent network. However, unlike operations like Open Bazaar or the myriad DNMs, I just prefer darknet markets, on the deep web, Televent bot use is entirely based on trust. There is no escrow system, and so there's a much higher chance of being ripped off by scammers preying on newcomers. Well, that's going to be true in any new industry. I mean, you've just got to be careful with who you send your money to. About a month ago, a Reddit user posted a question about Televend on the subreddit r/darknet. In order to get information on the new platform, one person said a vendor told him that he left the darknet market Icarus to sell his drugs using the Televend system. Another user also noted that Televend was great. The creator of the thread described the software program as a messaging system, which is used for drug deals, but presumably you don't have to just use it for drug deals. If you had any sort of good that you wanted to sell people, you could use the Televend market to facilitate that. That would be awesome. Can you use the Televend bot to sell T-shirts or campaign signs after the election when they're no longer needed?
The reason that one, right, the reason that one would use the would be sort of use the Televend system for drugs and probably exclusively is you can buy T-shirts anywhere you want on the internet and it's easy. Whereas the hurdles that have been thrown up to prevent people from acquiring drugs more safely on the internet are myriad, and thus you have to go through the more difficult process of using this Televend situation. If I want to buy a T-shirt, I go to $6shirts.com, and I go buy the shirts that I want.
Sure, but I have to say it would be super convenient to be like hanging out in the Free Talk Live chat, and someone mentions a Free Talk Live T-shirt, me to be able to just say, hey, bot, I want to buy this T-shirt, and have it shoot me a direct message that allows me to buy that T-shirt. That would be awesome.
Yep. Well, let's hope we can put that together with a new website that we're bringing out here relatively shortly.
Can you tell me anything about that?
The more I tell you, the more I'm held to. So this point, we're going into beta, and I've seen it work.
That's good.
Yeah.
No escrow, so you have to rely on feedback, trusted vendors. Lots of scammers are on there, so you need to be extra, extra careful. But again, that's good advice at all times. You should always be careful about who you're sending money to, especially over the internet. That's why I love systems like the Silk Road and this rating system used on Amazon and other places on the dark web, because it allows you to know, hey, this is actually a reputable seller. This is someone I can trust. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry. Confirmation hearings continued Wednesday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and the judge.
So you've been asked a lot about Roe v. Wade, and Casey, and one of the differences between Brown versus Board of Education and Roe line of cases is that there's active litigation regarding Roe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I think Senator Hirano named 8 or 9 different cases that may come up to the court, cases in controversy. And one of the reasons you can't tell us how you would rule is because there's active litigation coming to the court. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And one of the reasons you can say with confidence that you think Brown versus Board of Education super precedent is that you're not aware of any effort to go back to the good old days of segregation by a legislative body. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've also said that in lectures that Brown was correct as an original matter. So that is the kind of thing, since I've said it in writing, I felt like I could express before the committee.
USA Radio News. AMC movie theaters are in a world of financial hurt due to COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Movie theater operator AMC says without raising more funding, the company could be out of cash by the end of the year. AMC has reopened nearly 80% of its 598 theaters in the United States, but says the pandemic is still crippling its attendance. The number of moviegoers at AMC theaters is down about 85% from a year ago. The company says many of its most popular locations in Florida, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, and Washington remain closed due to local restrictions. The company says that's cut them off from nearly a quarter of their usual revenue. Cineworld Group, one of AMC's biggest competitors, announced last week that it was suspending operations indefinitely at all of its U.S. theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
B&B Theaters, the sixth largest cinema chain in the United States, has announced they're months away from filing for bankruptcy protection if nothing changes. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria and Mark. And we're going to move on here to a subject that is near and dear to both mine and Mark's hearts, the prospect of a $500,000 Bitcoin, or at least Tyler Winklevoss here, is going to make the case for a $500,000 Bitcoin. And what I mean by that is that he thinks it's possible that Bitcoin can be worth $500,000 per coin. And this would be good for us.
Well, certainly it would be good for, it'd be good for freedom generally. So some of the advantages of cryptocurrency is that it really empowers the individual. It doesn't, you know, the reason that you see all these banks, I mean, what does a bank do? Not much, but you got to keep the lights on, the power on, and all this stuff. And you see banks all over town, all kinds of different banks. Sure. Why is it that they're able to get away with it and give free checking accounts? It's kind of nefarious is the reasons.
Overdraft fees aren't helping. I mean, they make huge amounts of money off of overdraft fees. It's obscene, the amount of money they make from overdraft fees. But you're right. They don't really do anything. What they allow you to do is if they give you their permission, you can transfer some amount of your money somewhere else digitally. And that's what Bitcoin does. And you don't need anyone's permission. So gold and oil have historically been reliable stores of value because they are scarce commodities. They make dependable hedges to the inflation of fiat currencies. As a result, they have commanded price premiums above and beyond the demand for their consumption alone.
So it's important to point out what a fiat currency is. A fiat currency is a government-created money, so it's created by fiat, like fiat from the king.
Well, not necessarily. They could declare Bitcoin to be the fiat currency of the U.S. of the United States.
They could declare that.
Well, that's so what fiat means, by decree.
Right, would decree it, right? All the fiat currencies in the world, all the government currencies in the world, are currently created out of thin air. They are backed by nothing, or backed by the full faith and credit of the American people, or whatever bullcrap they'll say. But let's point out, and this is really, really important, ladies and gentlemen. The basically, so what? We're at $26 trillion, $9 trillion worth of debt has been created in the United States. The U.S. dollar, basically, has been
a ridiculous amount that, I mean, honestly, that number means nothing to anyone.
Yeah, but let's say
it's
this.
It's so overwhelmingly huge that a human being can't even process a number that large.
A quarter of the U.S. debt was created in the last year.
Yeah.
And that's important, right?
Like, it is.
You know, a quarter of the debt that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have to pay off, because we're still saddled with debt from... you know, I mean, it depends on how you want to calculate it, but you can go back as far as the Civil War and say that debt still rides. Most of the debt has been created in my lifetime.
Sure.
So I was born in 1971, and most of the debt is from, you know, that time frame. But you know, a quarter of the debt we're currently dealing with, $27 trillion, I think, was created in the last year. And your currency, the U.S. dollar, the federal, this is important, Federal Reserve note. They're not lying to you when they tell you the thing that this is a debt-based currency. They say it right there on the bill. A note is like, what do you have in your house? When you have a mortgage in your house, you're carrying a note. A note is debt. And the Federal Reserve note is debt. And the United States borrows from the Federal Reserve. The United States, the Federal Reserve is not the U.S. government. The U.S. government does not create money. Banks create money, and they contracted with the United States to give them as much money as they want in debt. They're the lender of last resort. And at this point, they're the lender of first resort, too.
Yeah, because nobody else will loan the federal government money. Would you?
Well, the federal government's rating has diminished, and imagine how much it's going to diminish now with this huge amount of debt. There's no plan. Donald Trump doesn't have a plan for paying off the debt.
No, they just plan to print more money.
Joe Biden absolutely doesn't have a plan to pay off the debt. And I mean, George Bush, when he came in, I believe the debt was, when Clinton left the office, I think it was $5 trillion. When Obama left the, when Bush left the office, it was 10. When Obama left, it was 20. And presumably, if Trump gets 8 years, like the rest of them did, it would then be $40 trillion by the time Trump leaves. And
that's a terrifying number.
It's
terrifying if I gave a crap about it. I mean, that's not my debt.
If you, you say it's not your debt, but the federal government...
I didn't agree to pay that crap.
I understand. You didn't. The federal government...
This is why I use Bitcoin, so I don't have to pay that crap.
...figures the debt at almost $250,000 per tax-paying entity.
They can do whatever calculations they like. I figure, you know, the people responsible for this, there's probably 1,500 to 2,000 of them still alive who are really responsible for this. They can split that debt up among themselves.
Well,
and
they can pay me, but they're not going to. And here's why.
Because they're immoral.
Was the slave owner ever going to go out and pick cotton? No.
No.
He wasn't.
That's why he had slaves.
The federal, the the income tax is a form of slavery. Admittedly, it's certainly not as bad as what chattel slavery was like in the antebellum South, but it is certainly slavery.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
If you tell somebody...
At what point does it not become slavery?
Right.
You know, can I take 70% of your money, 60% of your money, 50%?
If the federal government can claim 1% of the fruits of your labor... It can claim 99% because it's just a different number that they've come up with. If they have the right to take 1% of your money, and remember, our founders fought a revolutionary war over a 3% tax. If they can take 1%, then they can take 99%.
Well, they can also take 1%.
The Democrats will literally say, no, they can't.
They would have, you know, social welfare. We would have socialism.
Well,
where they would take all the money and they would give us, you know, the government-approved energy drink and the government-approved
the
dinner.
Thing that doesn't work for socialism, slavery, is that if you have two workers, one is a slave who cannot really make their life significantly better by working harder, and the other one is an hourly employee who can make their life better by working harder, working more hours, moving up in the company, you will get significantly better work out of the hourly employee.
Okay.
There's just going to be more productivity.
So they have to let us keep at least 1% so that
they
make an additional penny if we work really, really, really hard?
They have to walk the knife's edge of figuring out what the proper tax rate is to get a society to function at the highest level of productivity. And
well, they're
not thinking
that,
right? Like, the politicians aren't out there saying, we have to walk the knife's edge of figuring out the right tax rate to run a society productively. Well, there's productively. They're saying, we want more free stuff for you, and we're going to get you more free stuff, which, of course, is quadruple the cost of whatever it is that they're asking for. But they take it from the societal output, not your individual output. So the individual says, yay, I've got a pre-existing condition, and now I can get, you know, the federal government to pay for that pre-existing. This is so awesome. This is human right.
It goes beyond that, because the federal government broke health care in the first place. And then the government came along and said, oh, now no one can afford health care. You have people begging the government to provide them with free health care. When the government did that.
Yes.
It created this problem. So that
over,
it could
over
come
a course
along.
Of decades, but yes.
It did this intentionally, playing the long game. Knowing
I don't know
that
if that's true.
Knowing that one day people will come along and be like, hey, we can no longer afford for this. Please take this whole thing into your hands. Please just take this control away from us. Take our money. Figure out how to make all of this work, please.
The free market would provide significantly less costly health care.
Yes, because free market doesn't care if your doctor who's addressing your pneumonia has a PhD or a four-year degree.
Not only has that ship left the port, it is beyond the horizon, though.
855-450-3733. More on this Bitcoin story that we barely even got into because we started ranting about the Fed, as we often do. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
With you tonight, it's Aria and Mark, and we're talking about Bitcoin here, and how for the last 75 years, according to this article from someone, Winklevoss, the U.S. dollar has also been a reliable store of value. I would say that's not really true. It was just the least bad of the available options. Gold was probably better.
Yeah, so gold's had its ups and downs, but yeah, there's certainly points in the calendar that, well, there's basically no point in the calendar at this point that you can go back to that gold wouldn't have been a good choice. But there's times when you could have bought and sold, bought gold higher and sold it lower in the course of,
sure,
you know, decades, you know, out there. But all in all, if you hold it long enough, you know, long enough being years, then you're probably going to make money. And the reason is because the federal government continues to print money. And they continue to print money because no one's held them responsible. If, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you this. If we're not talking about you, I mean, maybe you could imagine you, but if you're not talking about you, think about your less responsible brother or sister. Or somebody in your family, maybe a cousin or something like that. You come up with them. If they could make money out of thin air, and they experienced little to no consequences out of doing so, would they make money out of thin air, or wouldn't they? And the federal government obviously can, and obviously does. In my, in just this millennia, in just since year 2000, the federal debt has gone from $5 trillion to $27 trillion. And it's only going up.
With that said, we believe there are fundamental problems with gold, oil, and the U.S. dollar as stores of value going forward. Below, we will make the case that Bitcoin is ultimately the only long-term protection against inflation. I've got to disagree with them already before they even make this case, because I think gold is more likely to survive the next several millennia than Bitcoin.
Well, hold on just a second. So,
I mean, how long-term are we talking?
Okay, let's break this down. How is gold made?
In stars.
The collapsing of the center of the collapsing of a neutron star,
yes.
Right? And stars are...
Well, not a neutron star, but a...
I think it's a neutron star. Anyway, in the interior of a star...
Well, a neutron star is usually after they've supernovaed.
Somehow stars that are dying spit out gold.
Sure.
Okay. We can agree on that. Okay. We don't need to be astrophysicists here. We just need to say stars are big.
Sure.
And gold is spit out at a large speed. Somewhere out there is an asteroid, a rock in space, the size of our moon, made of gold.
Probably.
And we will be going out there. We are going out there, and we'll be going out there more often.
Probably.
At some point in the relatively, you know, near future, when we're talking about eons, you know, I don't know if it's 10 years or
I think it's going to be a few centuries,
years.
But I agree. Eventually, humanity may find an asteroid that's just solid gold.
And in which case... Yeah, gold's not going to function. So once we money is a way to allocate scarce resources, and money will become far less valuable when the 3D printer can print the 3D printer.
Sure.
So when you can buy from your friend, when somebody can buy a 3D printer that will make 3D printers and lawnmowers and, you know, electronics, all the electronics you need, cell phones and scissors and you know, everything that you need out of whatever it makes things out of, then you won't be going to the store to buy much.
Right, we're talking about a replicator-style system,
right?
Essentially from Star Trek, where you can say, hey, 3D printer, I want this thing, and it prints you out the thing.
Yeah, I want somebody put out the new, the schematics for the new cell phone, the new better cell phone. Make me that. And then take my old cell phone and obliterate it and use it to, you know, use the stuff in it to make the new one. And it just rearranges things and prints on a molecular level or whatever it does.
Yeah, it'll be super advanced technology. It's probably several centuries out. But, yes, humanity will eventually have that technology.
And what will money be like? I don't know if it's that far out. I mean, we've got 3D printers today.
Yeah, and they're limited to plastic.
Can you run a lawnmower made out of plastic? It only has to last a season. And then you can make a new lawnmower. It doesn't take that long. You just push the button, and then in the morning you've got your lawnmower.
I'm not the one to ask whether or not you can have a lawnmower made entirely out of plastic, but
I don't think centuries. I'm thinking a decade is how long
really?
It will be before we have 3D printers that are darned amazing and that can change things. You know, maybe I'm
even then.
Optimistic.
There's a big difference between building a lawnmower and building a cell phone.
Fine. Once you can produce most of the things in your life for free or near free, money is going to become far less meaningful.
Sure.
And, you know, we don't know what it'll do to the marketplace. People are all worried about, what if people don't have jobs? What if they don't need them?
I agree with you entirely. This is why I oppose the UBI. You know, technology is keeping pace pretty well with the lack of job growth. I don't really care if robots or whatever, you know, results in everyone being fired, because we do have so many ways of achieving abundance already, and we're not even to that technological point that you're talking about. We're not to the point where I can just 3D print whatever I want. I have to go out and I have to earn the money and I have to actually buy the material or buy the phone, because we're also not in a place where I can actually assemble the phone. Well, even if I could print all the materials, I don't have the tools necessary to compile the cell phone parts.
Right. I understand that. But technology is increasing at a breakneck speed. I'm 50 years old. I'm 49 years old. I'll be 50 relatively shortly. And in my lifetime, the what was called a supercomputer when I was born worked on punch cards and took up a room.
Yeah.
That the computing power of that computer is dwarfed by the cell phone that I carry in my pocket, which is two generations old. I have the Samsung Galaxy 9 Plus, and they've got the Samsung Galaxy 20, which would be effectively be the Samsung 11. They're two generations
old. They couldn't have just called it the 12. I hate
companies.
Why not
the 11?
Well, whatever number it was supposed to be, they had to call it the 20.
It's 2020. Maybe they're trying to indicate the years. I don't know. Yes, they changed it.
That's stupid.
Well,
it's like those horror movie series, those all movie series that will number like the first three or four of them and then suddenly start throwing subtitles out there and drop the numbers. It's like, no, you idiot. The more incarnations of this there are, the more you need the stupid number. Don't make six Halloween movies and then make Halloween Resurrection. Make Halloween 7. Don't make 11 models or 10 models of the Samsung Galaxy S and then suddenly make the Samsung Galaxy Special. Make the 11.
That's just you being neurotic. So in the case of a cell phone...
No, it's me asking for things to be simple and easily understood. Not for me to have to go, okay, well, which one of these is actually better? Which one is newer? Why is the 20 model newer than the older by a decade than the 24 model?
I don't need to collect cell phones. I'm not looking to get the Galaxy S1 and the Galaxy S2 and the Galaxy S3, which, by the way, I have.
I had the S3. It was when I started the Galaxy S series.
And
the S7 almost turned me off of it completely.
I didn't get a 7. The S3 is useless at this point. You can do nothing with it.
Oh, you can do plenty with it, Mark. Do you have one?
I have two.
Do you want to get rid of them?
No, I've had Bitcoin wallets on those. I'm not giving them to you.
Oh, well, then they're not useless, are they, Mark?
If you have, drill holes in them and put them in and pour concrete on them.
I'm not going to do any of that nonsense. I'm going to use it as a phone. There's still plenty you can do with them.
Okay.
I mean, Slim ROMs still worked on the Samsung Galaxy S3.
We could discuss all that later. So the difference between, the movies, if you're watching Halloween 1, 2, 3, 4, you have to watch them in order.
Uh-huh.
Whereas with cell phones, it doesn't matter what the number they put behind it is.
It does to an extent. You wouldn't upgrade from a Samsung Galaxy S5 to a Samsung Galaxy S3.
We were talking about the breakneck speed of...
Because you know right offhand that the 3 is an older model of the 5.
Yes, we were talking about the breakneck speed of technology, and I would suggest that money is going to become obsolete in the next 50 years.
I think we will always have some sort of exchange system, some sort of
I don't know what
common exchange system
for
the creation of art.
Well, maybe art certainly has its own, human created things like art are going to have their own value, and that's interesting. And there may be very well,
you're right.
3D print food.
Instead of selling art for money, you might sell it for a like on Facebook or a like on Twitter. Okay, sure, you can have a copy of this novel, but instead of paying me, you have to go to my Twitter and follow me. Maybe we'll see that. Interesting perspective, Mark. The future's going to be interesting. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular.
DINOVITE.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.